Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You're right. We are on Erevin 49 talking about the false illusion of money. The sages, the Gemara talks about the sages banned an Erev made with money because people might say that a ma'ah, money, is the primary method of making an Erev. And sometimes a ma'ah, money, is not readily available. How true for all of us who struggle with many different things, for many people that don't know how to make ends meet, or that have many debts or the like, how true that is. But anyway, the Gemara talks about that if they think this is the primary way of making an Erev, and sometimes money, a ma'ah, is not readily available. It's not always in abundance for many people. They will not come to think to make an Erev with bread. Then the institution of Erev will come to fall into disuse and be forgotten. So they ban the Erev with money because people might think it might be the most readily primary method. Some people might not have the money, then they might not come to make an Erev with something else, and then it'll just be forgotten. So it brings to mind two ideas. Number one, people and things, if not kept in the mind or not worked at, could be forgotten, God forbid. If we get too worked up in our work, we get too worked up in our shows or our movies or our hevel and the ridiculousness, I don't want to use that word, but I'll say ridiculousness instead, of what we use with our time, we'll tend to neglect our spouses, we'll tend to neglect our kids, we'll tend to neglect our families and friends. How often we fall into the prey of the phone, into the prey of the internet, the prey of the computer or other narishka that takes us our time away, and we forget and we neglect those around us, especially our spouses, especially our kids. We don't get that time back. We don't have much time in this world to begin with. Don't let things be forgotten. Don't let Torah, God forbid, be forgotten. Don't let your spouses or kids, God forbid, be forgotten. Don't let your aspects of your work be forgotten. Make sure everything has its place and set aside your day, like the Rambam explains, with priority so you remember everything. Remember taking care of the household needs. Remember taking care of your own personal needs, including sleep, making sure you take care of the kids and work and learning and the like, putting out a schedule and routine so that nothing becomes forgotten, just as the Erev has talked about. But also the idea, talking about the money. Some people think the primary method is money. The Gemara talks here about how people might think the primary way to make an Erev is with money. Some people think the primary essence and existence and function of life is money. But how wrong that is. A person could have thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, and could be miserable. And there could be a person that's just comfortable, just making it by, that could be ecstatic, because money is not what brings happiness. There could also be a poor person that has nothing, and they could be ecstatic, they could be so happy. Lahav, do you think about the idea of the Chavetz Chaim? His house was bare and sparse. And the Chavetz Chaim easily could have had much more furniture. I'm sure there was a way. There is an idea, I believe, that they might not have had a lot of money, but there was a passerby who wanted to sponsor the Chavetz Chaim and give him luxuries and a nice furniture, a better living place. And he said to the Chavetz Chaim, the story goes, I'm paraphrasing, why are you living like this? He had like a table and a chair and maybe like a lamp and a shtender and a bed, but he had very sparse furniture, very poor furniture. And he said, Rabbi, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll get you nice furniture. I'll get you great things. And this was a traveling guy sailing through the city of Rodin, I believe is where he was. And the Chavetz Chaim says to him, sir, where is your stuff? The guy was only holding a small suitcase with him. He said, Rabbi, what do you mean, where is my stuff? I'm only traveling through. What do I need? The Chavetz Chaim says back to him, ah, I am only traveling through. This world, Olam Hazeh, is transitory. We might get 120 years, but this is not the essence. This is not the existence. This is not the true better world. The Olam Haba, that's the real world. This world is for working on ourselves, for gaining mitzvos, for gaining schar to be enjoyed in the next world. The next world is stagnant. This world is working. We work ourselves to get the reward in the next world. I'm only passing through. I don't really need much. That's really a Musar Haskel for us to remember. Pirkei explains, who's the rich man? The one that's happy with what he has, not the one that's always seeking more money, more money, more money, because money is not the primary reason d'etat of existence, however we say that. Reason d'etat. We don't realize this often, but we must realize that that is not the essence. I always tell my wife and I tell everyone around me, money comes and goes, but happiness is what really matters. Memories is what really matters. Taking care of my wife, taking care of my kids, making them happy, giving them what they want and what they need, that's what's really important. And if I'm spending on good things, I'm spending on proper things for mitzvahs, for gladdening my wife and gladdening my kids and taking care of things for Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hashem will get it back to me. Hashem will give it back to us. That's the idea of understanding emunah b'tochen. I do my hashtalos, I work and I do my shows and I try to provide as much as I can. Hashem will get it back to us. Hashem will help us. They even say that for tuition, Shabbos expenses, Yom Tov expenses, things you spend on for mitzvahs, Hashem will get it back to you. Don't worry. You know, don't spend your bank account, of course, but within reason, do things and Hashem will take care of you. Remember, as the Gemara talks about, you would think the primary method of the Erev is the money. You would think that the primary idea of the world is money, but of course it's not. Money is only a sub-factor. Money wasn't even around always. It came about as an existence in the beginning of times, but not always right away. Sometimes they bartered or whatnot. Money is not everything. Money does not buy happiness. Look at lottery winners. They're the most depressed people, science explains. A person who's really happy is content with what he has, and you work on yourself. You work on the real aspects of what's really important in this world. Join us next time as we talk Erev in 50 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.